Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Former WWE Champion returning on tomorrow night's Raw. Seth Rollins summons a meet with Vince McMahon. AEW's Jay Cargill discusses WWE interest. That's easy for me to say. And your questions answered. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, yada, 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 yada. More importantly, be sure to have a great Sunday. Whatever you're doing, whatever you've been doing, I hope it goes really well for you. Whether it's something, whether it's nothing, whether you've got big plans, whether you've got zero plans, I hope it's a really cool Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I'm working, so I'm not seeing mine today. But yeah, whatever you're doing, have a good Mother's Day. Have a good Sunday. And we'll get to the wrestling stuff now. Hey, also, apologies to Dover. I feel really bad. Wrexham. Football. Bloody hell, as Sir Alex Ferguson said. Anyway, the wrestling stuff. Let's circle it back. Bobby Lashley is due to return on tomorrow night's edition of Monday Night Raw. Fightful Select, anyway, and PW Insider are reporting that Bobby Lashley will be at Raw. I think it was Fightful Select first reported that Lashley would be at Raw in Pittsburgh tomorrow, and then PW Insider followed up to say he'll be on TV tomorrow at Raw, which are two different things, because he could be at Raw and just, you know, backstage, meeting with people, whatever, but PW Insider are saying that he will be on TV. Of course, at Elimination Chamber, he was taken out of action by a mixture of Seth Rollins and Austin Theory. Seth Rollins throwing Theory through Bobby's pod, and I think that the story they played was that Lashley hit his head on the frame of the chamber, and that took him out of action. And that, in reality, stories came out shortly after that premium live event to say that Lashley required surgery on his shoulder, that he was dealing with an issue. Now, these latest reports that he'll be back in action on Raw tomorrow night as of this recording, which ties in with those recent stories that Big Bobby, the almighty two-time WWE champion, will be facing Omos at WrestleMania 38 next weekend. Whether that happens, we'll have to wait and see. But I mean, if Bobby is back tomorrow, you're not going to bring Bobby Lashley back to TV a week before WrestleMania and not have him featured at WrestleMania. But yeah, it looks like we're getting this Bobby Lashley and Omos match. And it seems WWE are very high on Omos. And to me, it's like, just don't have Bobby lose, man. Now, a quick update on Seth Rollins and WrestleMania. Now, Seth Rollins last week went off the air. Well, Raw went off the air with Seth saying a word that I can't actually say here on this video, because then I believe we'll get demonetized. But BS, I'll go with BS. There we go. I'm not talking the Big Show. But yeah, Seth Rollins, of course, is desperate to get on WrestleMania by hook or by crook, because of course they're going to leave off one of their biggest stars for their biggest show of the year. It makes no sense. On a basic fundamental level, it makes no sense. We all know Seth Rollins is going to be at WrestleMania 38, but the storyline is that he's not, and he's been kicking off big time. He's trying to get himself involved in matches. He's trying to get himself in against Edge in place of AJ Styles. He's trying to get himself involved in the interview segment with Stone Cold Steve Austin in place of Kevin Owens. And now he has been summoned by Vincent Kennedy McMahon to Stamford HQ Monday morning for a 9 a.m. meeting. This was revealed by Seth on Twitter with lots of ha 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 ha. You know, his Jesus, that was awful. That was horrendous. But his token laugh that he's kind of coined, which is almost a mixture of, to me, kind of Cesar Romero's Joker and Frank Gorshin's Riddler, kind of thrown in a blender, and this is what you get in terms of the cackle. But yeah, Seth is going to meet with Vince tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock sharp, and I'm sure we will get a storyline update on Raw tomorrow night. Now, of course, obviously, this is just all part of the storyline, and maybe this is where, whoa, only smoke and mirrors, this is where maybe we get the Cody Rhodes, something of Cody Of course, people are speculating that Cody, well, it's going to be Cody and Seth at WrestleMania. Everything is pointing towards that. And it's just a case of whether they announce it ahead of time or whether they leave it till WrestleMania itself. But from one former AEW talent to a current AEW talent and the current TBS champion. Now, Jay Cargo recently did an interview with Complex Unsanctioned, as picked up by Wrestling Inc., where she was discussing, amongst other things, one of the topics that came up was the people that want her to go to WWE. And she talked about it was great that she had the opportunity to go to WWE, suggesting there was interest in her there, but that she's very happy with AEW. She's very happy in how she's been used in AEW, how she debuted in AEW, and she mentioned about how that wouldn't have happened in WWE. She threw out a line about how they've got a very cookie cutter system at WWE, which they do, and how it would have taken maybe 6 years for her to finally debut on TV in NXT. Of course, Jay Cargill had one of the bigger, in terms of the spotlight put on them, she had one of the bigger debuts in recent memory. She November 2020, I think it was, she turned up on Dynamite. There, she was verbally ripping into Cody Rhodes. Brandy got involved, then Brandy was moved out of the equation because I believe that was the time she got pregnant. And so she was taken off TV. Red Velvet came in with Cody. Shaquille O'Neal came in with Jade Cargill. And we had that crazy tag match, which Jade Cargill ultimately got the victory in, pinning Red Velvet. Now, since then, Jade's gone on a 29 winning streak. So she's only had 30 matches in her whole career so far, which is, you look at that, the small number of matches she's had and where she is in her career at this point in time. And I think, to me, it's like pretty remarkable to see how far she's come, how well she... I'm not saying, by any chance, I'm not saying that she's perfect in the ring. I'm not saying she's the finished product. But for someone who's only, just over a year into the business, who only has 30 matches on their record, the world is her oyster. Now, she also mentioned in this interview as well about her Mount Rushmore wrestling name in China, Jazz, The Rock, and Bryan Danielson. Now, we know that Bryan Danielson has been working with Jade to hone her craft, her in-ring skills. Now, that's a pretty stacked Mount Rushmore for me. I mean, China, trailblazer, absolute trailblazer, game changer. The ninth wonder of the world. Jazz, to me, is one of the most underrated female wrestlers, dare I say, in history. She had a decent run in WWE, but it felt like they could have done a little bit more with her in more recent years in the NWA, holding the NWA women's title, and then also appeared in Impact. She retired what must be, because I've lost track of time because of the pandemic, I think it must have been maybe 18 months ago, I think she formally retired. And then The Rock and Bryan Danielson, two of the biggest stars absolutely ever. We'll move over now. There was no segue there. That was poor. That was very poor. I was going to attempt some weird segue, but in the end, I'll just go with your questions. Hey, question time on a Sunday. My favorite time of a Sunday. Coulter Strand, do you think AEW will turn Sammy into a heel after the reaction to their segment on Dynamite? Also, Leia says hi. # sanitize your titles. I like that #. I also like the picture of the cat. And I have to say, this big, big reveal here, Coulter. My cat is also called Leia because I'm also a massive Star Wars nerd. But she's upstairs somewhere sleeping, doing cat things. Do I think AEW will turn Sami and Tay heel? I don't think they will. I think the stuff with Cody kind of... I imagine, obviously, Cody has a lot more... Well, did have a lot more sway in the company and say in the company than Ty Conti or Sammy Guevara. But I don't think they will. I don't think Tony Khan is really... They don't seem to be swayed too much by their audience, I think. I mean, AEW clearly listens to their audience, but I think with somebody, an act like Sammy Guevara in particular, is very much in that upper mid-card babyface role where he could, in the next year or so, break out to be a main event babyface star. I think CM Punk maybe gets the world title of Hangman Page, and then I think that after that, I think MJF comes back to haunt CM Punk and take the world title, and then that's where maybe Sammy Guevara is that babyface who steps up to go after an MJF. This is me just thinking a year down the line, and I could be talking completely out of my hoop, as I normally do on a Sunday. Right, Mark Salad, morning legend. Morning, Mark. Thoughts on having X-Pac on AEW, then having Miro return and destroy him. Miro's best to heal, and when he comes back, he will get cheered. This way, he can swerve us and return to being a killer. # this is the news. Thank you, as always, Mark, for the picture of Apollo. Looking a very happy doggo right there. And also, of course, everybody else, throw in your pictures of cats, dogs, anything, any animals. I'm always here for that on a Sunday. Yeah, X-Pac, speaking of always here for, I am always here for some Sean Waltman. That dude is just, again, somebody that I don't think is valued or appreciated anywhere near as much as he should be. That, in terms of, not to throw that that phrase again that I did with China, but like a game changer, a revolutionary, a trailblazer. Sean Waltman, man. Sean Waltman, back in the day, is a 1-2-3 kid. And then what he would do as six and then as X-Pac, just a ridiculously talented junior heavyweight who helped to popularize that style, I guess, in North America and thus in the mainstream across the world. Just one of those talents where the first time you see him, or the first time I saw him anyway, it was just like he did stuff that I had never seen before. Darby Allin does stuff like that these days. Dante Martin does stuff like that these days. But it's this small bubble of like people where it's like, wow, I've never seen that. Jushin Thunder Liger, the first time I saw him on WCW, that was the same. So yeah, Sean Waltman, if X-Pac ends up in AEW, I mean, it wouldn't be under the X-Pac name. I don't think he'd be able to use that. Six-Pac, maybe. I know he's used that on the independents. But if he turned up in AEW, great. If he turned up in WWE, great. Wherever he turns up again. I mean, obviously, he's been competing for, or he's due to face Joey Janela in GCW after their tag match the other week against the Major Brothers. And then having Miro destroy him. Yeah, I'm cool with that. I mean, if Sean Waltman did appear in AEW, he would obviously be a babyface. He'd be an undersized babyface. And having Miro come in as the brute and just rip him apart, yeah, that works very well for me.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Where are we now? Hector Garcia III. Happy Solo Sunday to you. Happy Sunday to you, Hector. In the attached tournament bracket, who are your winners? I have Michaels and Danielson in round two, Danielson in the final, Hart and Omega in round two, with Hart in the finals, Danielson as your overall winner. So this, by the magic of editor Ryan, this should hopefully be on your screen. There's some brackets that Hector's put together. So we got Brett and CM Punk. CM Punk, Bret Hart, two of my big favorites, but the Hitman gets it there. Ric Flair, Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega's getting that for me. Ricky Steamboat and Shawn Michaels. I'm going in on the Steamer, man. I'm going in on the Dragon. Kurt Hennig and Brian Danielson, though. I think when we talk about great matches that never happened, people talk about maybe getting like a proper long rivalry, a series of matches with Kurt Angle and Brian Danielson, with Bret Hart and Brian Danielson. Now, Kurt Hennig and Brian Danielson, that is one that maybe we don't talk about enough as a dream match. But I think Danielson gets the win there. Then you got Bret and Kenny. Bret's getting the win there. Steamboat and Danielson. Danielson gets the win there. And then, of course, Bret Hart beats Brian Danielson and taps him out with a sharpshooter because I'm a Bret Hart mark. What are you going to do about it? So, I think Bret gets the W in that because, of course, he does. Ashton, is Cody Rhodes coming to Raw this Monday to confront Seth Rollins? As mentioned earlier, Ashton, I think that, for me, I think they hold off until WrestleMania. But, hey, we'll see. I think it'll probably be the second night of WrestleMania as well. Lupin's got in touch with what a various team up with Cody. They both seem to be coming to the main roster at the same time. I'm still not buying in that Veer's actually going to appear on April the 4th. I will not believe it until I actually see it. So, yeah. But Lupin also asks, do you think Seth versus Cody will be a long feud that can carry them to maybe SummerSlam, or is Cody about to run through Rollins on his way to facing Roman? That's a good question. I think if they wanted to, obviously this could be a rivalry that goes on throughout the summer easily. It's just a case of, from what all the reports are out there, Cody is going to be on Raw.
Roman's on SmackDown, but then it's like, how do they handle things with their world title? It's all winner takes all. Does that mean it's a one unified title that's going to be defended on both brands, which that seems to be the indication? Or is it a case of you have the one champ with the two belts and he defends both belts separately on each brand? I think we get more than one match with Seth and Cody. I think it'll be whether it's they have another match at WrestleMania Backlash, if that's a thing this year. I believe it probably will be. I don't think they get through to SummerSlam though. I think Cody will be going on for something else by then. What that is, if that is Roman Reigns, because I think that Roman Reigns is winning that match, the winner takes all. We'll have to see on that one. Jose Al Palomares, which WrestleMania night you look forward to the most? Also, which match might steal the night of Chosen Night? I think I've said that right, or the whole program. Looking at it, I'm probably right now, as the card looks on Wikipedia, which is always reliable, of course, I think I'm leaning towards night two. Now, you've got the women's tag title match, you've got the Raw tag titles match, you've got Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn, which I think could be fun. I think it'd be fun. It's when you look at Ricochet and Finn Balor not being on the main WrestleMania card, seeing Johnny Knoxville there kind of grinds my gears a bit, but I think the match itself could be fun. I think Pat McAfee and Austin Theory could be fun. Edge versus AJ Styles could be a classic. And then obviously you've got Roman and Brock, which is the most hyped match of the whole of WrestleMania. So I think night two just gets it for me. And that's for the match that could steal the show, steal the night and steal the show, I'm going to go that Raw tag titles match. Just the triple threat between RK-Bro, the Street Profits, and Alpha Academy. Shoosh. I just think the match that those guys put on, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago on Raw, the triple threat match they had was just fantastic. One of the best TV tag matches I've seen in a long time. The Grant Perkins. Hey, Grant, just for you, FTR call out two men for a tag match. Both are in their prime. One is Bret Hart. Who is the other? And then which team wins? The other person, it's Owen. It's Owen Hart. It's Bret Hart. It's Owen Hart. It's versus FTR. And the winner is... I'm going to say FTR get the win. I'm going to say FTR get the win. Owen doesn't take it too well. He kicks Brett's leg out from under his leg. And there we go. We go off to that feud from there of Brett versus Owen. There, simples. Jay Nightwind, what would be the benefit of AEW having a trios team title like a lot of fans wish for? Would those take away from the tag team titles? I don't know. I can take or leave the idea of AEW introducing trios titles. To me, it's not particularly necessary right now. They've got lots of groups. They've got lots of factions. They've got lots of trios, like Death Triangle, like Class Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus and Christian Cage, or Marco Stunt if he ends up coming back to the company, which I don't know if he is or not. You've also got Adam Cole, baby, and Red Dragon. You've also got Kenny when he comes back in the books. They've got lots of trios there waiting. But to me, I don't know. I'm in no rush for trios titles, I'll be honest, man. Right, last question. The real Eddie. Good morning, legend. Morning, Eddie. Assuming Cody does return to WWE at Mania or Raw after Mania, do you see it being a case of him remaining at the top for a few months before falling back to mid-card? I can very easily see him coming in white hot, going through Seth Rollins, having a cup of coffee in the main event scene, and then dropping down to that upper mid-card act. I don't know. To me, it depends how much they're paying him. If Cody Rhodes is coming in on a lot of money, now we know obviously he couldn't come to an agreement with Tony Khan, whether that was about creative control, whether that was about finances, whether it was a mixture of all of that and maybe outside projects. So I think you presume that he's come in with, you know, he's going to be getting paid very, very handsomely. And if you pay him as a top talent, you use him as a top talent. It makes no sense otherwise. So I think that it could go either way. To me, I don't necessarily see, personally, as a fan, I look at Cody in that company, I don't see him as the same level as a Roman Reigns. But then that's it. If he comes in, he gets the win over Seth Rollins. I mean, Seth Rollins just, in January at the Royal Rumble, technically got a win over Roman Reigns. So if you're coming in and you're beating that guy who beat Roman Reigns, then they're clearly going to view you highly. Of course, Cody could just come in and lose at WrestleMania. And there we go. That kills all of that. Another quick question here. I've just seen it's coming on the Twitter. How much Cody Rhodes do you think the WWE will let him keep from AEW? We've heard rumors from him staying the same, but will he keep his theme song, his American Nightmare nickname, his blonde hair, and his neck tattoo as his logo? And if he does, how long will WWE let it last? That's from Jake Grant. Just as I was about to wrap up this video, so blame Jake if this has ran on for long and I'm rambling even more than normal. I think they're going to do their best to keep Cody Rhodes as is. I think that if they've got, is it Kingdom theme tune? If they've got access to that, I don't know who the rights are, if AEW has that or not, but if they've got access to that WWE, I think they use it. I think it makes perfect sense to capitalize on Cody Rhodes coming in by utilizing as much of that Cody Rhodes character and persona as we've seen over the last, what, 3 years in AEW. That's because then it makes it look like a big deal. It makes it look like you are bringing in that Cody Rhodes from AEW, that Cody Rhodes who's an EVP, that Cody Rhodes who's a three-time TNT champion, that Cody Rhodes who's one of the founding fathers and biggest personas, performers, names in that promotion. If you bring him in looking like that Cody Rhodes, that's what people are going to think. If you bring him in and you change everything, you try and cover up the neck tattoo. I think the neck tattoo looks awful, but if you bring him in and you try and cover that up, you purposely change his music to something else, something generic. You have him, I don't know, lose the blonde hair. You have him change his outfit. Then you're just making him another guy, really. You're making him... It takes away that perception that you brought in this massive name from AEW. So I think that if they can, to me, you keep him as much as Cody Rhodes as you can possibly. And with that, I am going to end this because I realize this has gone on for ages and Paul Ryan will have a nightmare editing it. So sorry, mate. Right, thank you all for stopping by here on the Solo Sunday News on this Sunday. I've been Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at What Culture WWE. Follow me if you want at Culture Left Peg on Twitter. I can't promise it'll be entertaining. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment. But again, comes back to what I was saying at the beginning. Most importantly, have a great Sunday. Whatever you're doing, whatever you've done, I hope it goes well. If you're celebrating Mother's Day and having a nice day of celebrations with the mother, or you're the mother, or you're the father who's had to go out and buy the presents for the kids, I hope that goes super cool for you too. And I will be back next weekend, which is WrestleMania Sunday. Have a great week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.